We're ready to talk about spherical mirrors and also lenses. We're going to keep the idea of mirrors fairly straightforward in that there are a couple of important points here that you should be aware of. Basically how they work, but in particular where they might affect you. One of them is that it's very common on a car to have a spherical mirror so that you can see things that are in sort of what would normally be a blind spot of a car. So we'll highlight that when we get there. Now, a spherical mirror is basically a curved section of a sphere where you've essentially removed most of the sphere, and what you're left with is this curved surface. And it tends, if you think about it, any light passing through the center of curvature, which if you talk about the center of the sphere, and hitting the mirror would reflect exactly back on itself, okay, back through the center. Now, there's a point called F, the focal point, which is halfway between the center of curvature and what will be called the vertex of the mirror, which is a line along what we're going to call the principal axis. So you go from C to F to vertex. Okay? Now, any light coming in parallel to the principal axis will reflect through F. Now, we can use that to say, oh, okay, if you have a concave mirror, commonly called a converging mirror, but I really prefer to think of it as a concave mirror, okay, any light coming in parallel gets forced to go through the focal point. In other words, it gets focused to a point right there. Of course, most objects aren't really far away, so they're not going to, the light's not always coming in parallel. It comes in at some slight angles, and so that makes things a little bit more creative. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a second. The other kind of surface would be a convex surface. Now, go back, think about that concave surface for a minute. It's when you're looking at a mirror surface, and it's like if you were really small, you could walk and have the mirror sort of surround you. That would be a concave. Okay? Convex is basically when the mirror curves away from you. So if you're looking at the slide on the convex mirror, you would be on the right side of the mirror. And you'll see that there are rays of light going towards the mirror, and the center curvature and the focal point are on the left side of the mirror. So the light never actually would go to the left side of the mirror because it's reflected. Okay, it's another chance to remind you of what a virtual image is. If it looked like the light was coming from that side, that is, from the side where there really isn't any light, then the image would be considered virtual because there's no really real light coming from there. Okay. Now, let's look at a ray diagram of a concave mirror. So, we have an object that's a little bit away from the mirror. Okay. Important thing is it's farther away from the mirror than the center of curvature. Okay. If you draw two rays, one ray going in parallel to the mirror, it goes out through the focal point. The other ray goes from the tip of the object to the mirror, but through the center of curvature, so it reflects back on itself. Where those rays intersect is where the image is formed. Notice that the light actually passes through the point where the image is formed. Therefore, you have a real image, but it's upside down, so it's considered inverted. Okay. So remember, upside down and inverted means the same thing. I'm going to sort of limit you just to that one ray diagram for a concave mirror because that's sort of the configuration that's most useful for us. Okay? Yes, if you got to one of the funhouse mirrors, whatever, where you could walk closer than the center of curvature, you could get some weird effects. But typically, this is what you normally run into with a little concave surface. You see that you're farther away from the center of the curvature, And so you get a real image, but it's inverted. Okay? So we've defined real versus virtual now. Okay, upright or erect versus inverted or upside down. Okay. But we could also have the object larger or smaller. I'm sorry, the image larger or smaller than the object. Okay? So there are really three features of the image we would want to think about. Is it real or virtual? Is it upright or inverted? Is it larger or smaller? If we go on and look at a convex mirror, okay, we can see why convex mirrors are really useful in cars. Okay? So if you're in your car and you look in your rearview mirror, it's a flat mirror. Basically, things in it look the same size as they are in reality based on how far away they are it is from you. If you look at your side mirrors, pretty much the same thing. However, if you've got a little convex mirror on your side, on your side mirrors, so my car has them on each side, you can see these things in the, you know, things that are car, other cars that are seem to be smaller, but it lets you see your blind spot. So take a look at the ray diagram for a convex mirror or a diverging mirror, and look at what happens. Light coming in from the object, in this case it's coming in from the left side, ray 1 comes in, and when it hits the curved surface, it reflects and looks like it's coming from the focal point. Light doesn't actually pass through there, it can't get there. The ray of light, ray 2, that goes from the tip of the object hits the mirror as though it was going to the center of curvature, simply reflects, but now it appears when it gets to your eye as though it was coming from the center of curvature. And so the two rays of light that hit your eye actually appear to have been coming from a little image that's located between the vertex of the mirror and the focal point. And notice that it's a virtual image because the light didn't really go there. It's erect or upright, and it's smaller. And that's what that mirror does for you in the side mirror on your car, that little one, because by having the curved surface, we can get a lot of information in a small area. And mostly, you don't need to see the details of the car. You just want to know it's there so you don't change lanes at the wrong time. So that's probably enough about mirrors at this point. We should move on and talk about lenses. I can see that as much as I've been talking about mirrors so far, this is going to take another 10 minutes to do lenses, so I'll stop now and I'll start a new audio link on lenses. Thank you.